now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Cottonwood Area Transit, Barrett Propane, Augie's Restaurant, Cliff Castle Casino, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. It's Prescott Chamber Day, Robert.
Thank you, Sherry. It sure is. Every day is Prescott Chamber
Day. That's
right.
That's what we're all about.
That's our slogan.
That is our slogan. But we're so glad to be here, and we have some great guests today. We have our friends here from Pralines of Prescott, Melissa Lee Consulting, and Two Mamas Pizza, and, of course, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Think back to a simpler time when things like home delivery of milk and bread came to your door. Now even getting the mail delivered is being questioned. It's good to know that since 1960, folks here in Yavapai County have relied on the Barrett family. From staying warm to cooking, drying clothes, and other needs, you can count on Barrett Propane, just as families have for three generations. You have my name on it. Call us today at 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Good news from Roxanne at Prescott Brewing Company. If you've been missing any of your faves from Prescott Brewing Company, we now have 11 beers on tap for growler fills. Wednesdays through Fridays, 11 to 3 p.m., you can get them filled up right from our taps. Come through the clearly marked atrium gate, stay socially distant, step up to the bar when it's your turn, get your clean growler filled, pay your tab, tip your tap tender, and walk away with that potion you love through the exit atrium gate. Wednesdays through Fridays for now, 11 to 3, from Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Mom, look at the heart I drew.
Oh, it's so pretty, and I love the message.
We are one.
Hey, let's tape it to the window.
Okay.
With the outbreak of COVID-19, we're staying home more and seeing less of friends, neighbors, and coworkers. But COVID-19 cannot break the bond that connects us in the Quad Cities. That shines through in the messages of hope taped to the windows of our homes, the donations to support those who have suffered loss, the hard work that keeps our grocery store shelves stocked, and the smiles beneath the masks of restaurant staff delivering curbside orders. To our community during this difficult time, thank you from Yavapai Regional Medical Center. We are one. And we are inspired by you.
Gaxiola and Litwack, your criminal defense team in Arizona. Call 602-717-0631 or visit their website, www.gaxiolalitwack.com.
We have 25 years of solid trial experience handling cases from first-degree murder, drug cases, to assault cases. We have the experience, reputation, and dedication to assist anyone in any court across the state of Arizona.
We look through every piece of evidence to find and fight every potential constitutional violation. We aim to win by leaving no stone unturned to form early and aggressive strategies to fight the government at trial, because we actually care, and because there's two sides to every story that deserve to be told.
Gaxiola and Litwack, your criminal defense team in Arizona. Call 602-717-0631 or visit their website, www.gaxiolalitwack.com. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, and it's Prescott Chamber Day. And we love Prescott Chamber Day, and Robert's here. Robert is my co-host, and We've been partners in crime for, what, 3.5 years
for
now?
For a while now,
yeah.
It seems like.
Yeah.
We've been getting into a lot of trouble, it seems like.
We can, especially you. But who's keeping tabs there?
Yeah, really,
there?
Who's keeping track of that?
But you're going to introduce our first guest.
Sure. Thank you, Sherry, and good afternoon, everybody. Our first guest is Sean Babb from Pralines of Prescott.
Hello, hello.
Everybody knows Pralines of Prescott, but before we get into the pralines part, tell us a little bit about yourself.
So my name is Sean Babb, and my wife and I originally we came from Las Vegas, Nevada, and decided to uproot our family up here in wonderful Prescott. We love it here. It's most beautiful place I've ever been. So,
family?
Yeah, yeah. I've got two boys, identical twins. They actually just turned 10 on Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So they were a little bummed because we couldn't have a big, huge, you know, party.
Yes.
But
yeah.
We had barbecued, and my wife made a carrot cake. So
yum.
They were very happy with that.
Well, you're probably one of my most favorite places, not that we're supposed to have
favorites. I wonder why.
Well, thank you. Thank you. We appreciate it.
And a lot of other people, too.
And I've been enjoying your candy, and you're also our Prescott Business of the Year. Small Business of the Year that we're still celebrating from last year.
Yeah, that was it really surprised me. I'm super, super stoked. And, you know, we've been fighting to grow this business. You know, we've owned it for about 3 years now. And it's been a very busy road, and we've worked our butts off to get it this far.
Absolutely. And we've seen that growth. So you had the first store downtown. Mm-hmm. And then you expanded to the second store out by Gateway Mall.
Yep.
And then there's something about coffee. You want to tell us about all of that? I'll let you tell the story, but that's kind of how I recall this going.
So we like to torture ourselves, and we had told the owner of the same guy that owns all of you had owned the coffee shop, and it's the Firehouse Coffee Shop that's located in the Spice Traveler. And we told him from the very beginning, you know, if you ever decide to sell it, we want it, because coffee and chocolate go just perfect together. And long and behold, he came to us and said he's ready to sell. So we kept that location in the Spice Traveler, and then we decided to merge the two, and now it's a nice little quaint little spot in there. It's been really nice, and you know, business has been really good for us.
Mm-hmm. Well, I you know, those are two of my favorite things, coffee and chocolate, so that's a pretty good recipe. So tell us, how did you get into the candy business? Like, how did that come about?
Well, neither me or my wife were even in the same world as chocolate before all this. So you know, she was a seventh grade math teacher, and I actually came from the security aspect. I ran, you know, nightclubs and day clubs and concert venues and stuff like that. And we knew we wanted to move to Prescott, and we were looking for a business here to purchase for it. So it was just something that we learned on the fly, and, you know, in a matter of 30 days, you know, we were making chocolates all by ourselves. So
well, you guys are doing really, really well at it.
Thank you.
And it's really nice. How old is Pralines of Prescott? Like, before you bought it, I know it's kind of a landmark for Prescott.
Yes, yeah. So it was established in 1991. So this year is, what, 29 years? Wow. And yeah, we can't wait to get to 30. It's I'm gonna do as big of a party as I possibly can.
Well, it sounds like all you do a really good job.
I'll help with that. So tell us a little bit about how you make your chocolate and what makes it special.
Well, what makes it special is we don't use any waxes or anything like that. A lot of the, you know, the big corporations, they put a lot of preservatives and stuff in the chocolate to make it last long. So everything's made fresh, day to day, and you know, we make it with love. So, mm-hmm.
One of the things I like about your chocolates too is that you also have gluten-free options with it.
Yes, we do. Most of our chocolate is already gluten-free, mm-hmm. and then for a while we were even doing vegan. Mm-hmm. But then our supplier told us we had to order 2,000 pounds of vegan chocolate at one time, so can't quite house that much.
That's a lot of chocolate to have on hand. Now, and you guys are huge community supporters, too. Tell us a little bit about that and where your heart is with that.
Yeah, so both myself and Diane, we made a commitment when we purchased this business that we would donate and we would do a lot of charitable events, and so we donate a lot of chocolate and stuff like that to charitable donations and events and stuff, and then we'll do events on the square. Mm-hmm. And then back in Vegas we had a church that we have been trying to bring here to Prescott. I think it was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Two weeks ago, we served 200 cars with a pop-up food pantry, and we just, you know, we care about this community. We just want to do as much as we can.
We receive your chocolates for our women's luncheon, and the ladies love it.
And you've helped us out at the Chamber of Commerce downtown, too, with a few of our events.
Yes.
Yep.
So thank you for that.
Absolutely, yeah.
And, I mean, there is nothing, I mean, that is such a wonderful way to give back, and it just puts a smile on people's face, you know. And what I really love about what you do is you actually network with the rest of the community as well. For instance, I can recall tasting, you partnered with Prescott Brewing Company and made a truffle, mm-hmm. and... A Superstition Meadery, and I know that you just really make some unique chocolates.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a Taste of Prescott line. When we bought the business, the previous owner was doing truffles a little differently than what we do now. Mm-hmm. So we decided to come up with our own recipes. And the Taste of Prescott involves a lot of businesses, local businesses, wineries, breweries. We do olive oils and vinegars and spices and stuff. We infuse that into the chocolate, and that's how we make our Taste of Prescott line truffles.
And they are delicious. If you haven't tried one, I highly encourage it. We have just a few more minutes before we go to break. So if you want to give our listeners your contact information, how they can get a hold of you, and you do all kinds of, I mean, you'll work with anybody on any kind of package. So that's one thing that I love about you guys is, you know, if you need something for a corporate gift or even a bridal shower or, you know, Mother's Day gift or any of those things, that you're really good at putting that together. So
or Father's Day gift.
Yeah, Father's Day's coming up. Yeah. So, if you want to share with our listeners how, and you are open.
Yes. So our gateway location, we're not quite ready to be open up to the public. I am producing up there because that is our main kitchen. Mm-hmm. But our downtown location is open by 9 a.m. every day. And then just depending on how busy it is, you know, we may be open as late as 7 o'clock or so, at least until things start getting rolling normal again. Mm-hmm. But the downtown phone number is 928-350-8077. And you can call down there. We have all of our line of chocolate. We have all the coffee you can want. And right now we're actually doing free deliveries within 5 miles of our location. And then past that is a $10 delivery charge.
Wonderful.
So
great. So we can just order that and have that delivered right to our house.
Absolutely. Chocolate, coffee, whatever we have, you can get it delivered to you.
And before we got on the line, we were reminiscing that you are the 2019 Small Business of the Year for Prescott Chamber. So we congratulate you on that.
Thank you.
We thank you for your partnership. You're a wonderful asset to the community, and we appreciate you.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
Tough times, Cottonwood Area Transit and Verde Links are here for you, offering a free ride for those necessary trips to the grocery, pharmacy, work, or doctor, Monday through Friday on Cat, 7 days a week on Links. Rest assured, we're taking extra measures to disinfect our buses to keep you safe. To check on routes and schedules, please go to www.ride-cat.com.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 Whites Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Gettles High Desert Mechanical, the premier heating, cooling, and plumbing contractor in Yavapai County, is now hiring. If college is not for you, if you've been thinking about a job or career change, or just interested in beginning to earn now, buy that car or begin saving for whatever you have your sights set on. Come into a trade with high-paying prospects. Gettles High Desert Mechanical, your trusted heating, cooling, and plumbing partner, can be trusted for exceptional on-the-job training, resulting in a rewarding, well-paid career. Call 928-567-2200 today for more information.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reaper Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same day and next day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. It's Prescott Chamber Day.
Yay!
We love Prescott.
Must be
Chamber
Wednesday.
Yeah, it's every day for us.
I know.
We
it.
Live it.
We don't know
we
what day it is.
We love Prescott and the whole region. And Robert, you're here to introduce our next guest.
Thank you, Sherry. Good afternoon again, everyone. Our next guest is Melissa Robinson from Melissa Lee Consulting.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
We're
yeah.
so glad to have you.
Yeah.
We were just talking. This is the first time we've seen each other. We've seen each other via Zoom.
Yep. Melissa's done a lot
are,
of our Zoom
safely,
meetings. And
safely in a studio.
Yep.
And just enjoying.
So Sherry is real.
Yes.
Well, Melissa, tell us a little bit about yourself, maybe about your family before we get into the business part.
Yeah. My name's Melissa Robinson, and I actually only moved to Prescott over the summer. And so I'm loving it here. I've got five kiddos, and we love paddleboarding and hiking and camping, so this was the right
You're in the right spot.
Wait. Five kiddos.
Yes.
Ages?
Between 8 and 13.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
If
yeah.
you guys were here in the studio, you would think she must have started when she was age 13.
Well, thank you.
I didn't see that.
It's all the paddleboarding.
Yeah.
Well, oh, wow, that is awesome. And so you just got here to Prescott. What brought you here?
I wanted to bring my kids somewhere that I felt safer, and we kind of took a road trip through Arizona and found Prescott and fell in love and just decided to stay.
Yeah, well, we feel the same way.
Yeah, we've heard that a few times.
And where is that from again?
California.
California, perfect.
Nice.
We're glad to have you here.
Yes.
And Prescott is amazing. And so tell us a little bit about your consulting group.
So my business is helping mostly small businesses and entrepreneurs, solopreneurs. I help people get organized. Organizing is my jam and my passion, and I love all things organizing and having systems in place in businesses. So I work remotely with businesses to set them up so that they have organizational systems in place. And I also provide administrative support, just kind of all of the little things that business owners don't always love doing. I can focus on doing those parts so that the business owners can focus on their zone of genius. So that's where I focus and where my expertise is.
That is probably a very needed expertise.
I think so. And I think the bonus is that because I am my own business, you don't have to worry about payroll taxes and all of that good stuff, too. Mm-hmm. And I do long-term projects or short-term projects. So it's a lot of variety, and I get to work with a lot of fun people.
Well, that is certainly something I know when we've been on our Zoom calls, we've been talking about that. That is such a wonderful specialty gift or opportunity, because sometimes a company needs some extra help or they don't have a process in place. And it takes a lot of work to do that.
It does. And processes, standard operating procedures are so necessary and help free up and help people scale and grow. It's very important. Mm-hmm. And I love helping businesses create those.
So give our listeners an example of maybe a process or something that stands out to you that was a real proud feeling, or, you know, something that made you feel a good feeling of what you were able to do for a business.
I love working with businesses. I love contacting them and working closely with them to kind of customize what works best for them. I'm a strong believer in less is more and mm-hmm. having simple systems in place. And so I also love utilizing a software called Trello. So I will work closely with businesses to find out if they need to help organize a project, or if they're launching a campaign, or if they are needing to organize their social media content. And we go from there to kind of create customized systems for them.
What about homes? I mean, as a mother of five, I imagine you have a lot of systems in place to be successful.
Very organized, I'm sure.
There are many systems and structures, especially with this distance learning.
Oh,
we
yeah.
have our little schoolroom
yeah.
all set up.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and I also have a free Facebook group called Organized System Solutions, and I provide tips for businesses and just life in general on how to be more organized.
That is wonderful. Robert, that sounds like something we could use, huh?
Well, I don't know about you. I'm very organized. Everyone can use
yes,
new systems.
Absolutely.
Or at least somebody to look at the systems that you have and consult us to what we should be doing different.
Right, definitely. I work one-on-one with people to audit their system, their existing systems as well.
And I think one of the things that people may or may not realize is that, you know, if you don't have a system in place, you could be spending way more money on not having a system other than hiring you to put a system in place.
Correct.
That's one thing that I've seen, you know, in my years of being in business, is when you don't have something set up properly, it can actually cost you way more money.
It can, as long as you have an easy flow. I think the having a system in place definitely helps save time.
Mm-hmm. Now, how did you get into this?
My background is in project management and office management, so I've always loved organizing. And when I decided to move to Prescott, I knew that I wanted to do something from home just to mm-hmm. kind of transition the kids. And so mm-hmm. I thought that this would be a great opportunity to expand what I was already doing in an office in mm-hmm. the corporate mm-hmm. setting, but just mm-hmm. do it remotely and work with a lot more people.
And it's been going very well for you.
Yes.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And I imagine even during this time, because a lot of companies have had to transition from remote working, and you have any experience or have any opportunity in that area too?
Yeah, well, because I've been remote this whole time.
Yes.
It's old news for me. But yes, there's definitely more people who are home now and are probably going to continue to be home, mm-hmm. and probably people who are considering starting their own businesses and don't know what systems to put in place. And so those are people that I would definitely like to reach out to.
That's a great point, the starting up businesses, because as this COVID-19 has kind of changed us a little bit,
right?
That's an understatement, but
right.
You know, we can look at things differently now, and
right.
so I think now more than ever, a business like yours is really important, so that we can kind of take a look at that.
Right. Right.
So
yeah, I think it's only going to grow. I think that work at home is only going to continue to grow right now.
Mm-hmm. You know, I found there's pros and cons to it. I think there's times when it works. And, you know, and I know I transitioned from working in the office to home, and now we're kind of transitioning back.
Doing a little bit of both.
Yeah.
Right.
Pretty
yeah.
much.
Yeah. And
for me, it's different, you know, because I'm kind of I run the visitor center, so I'm a people person.
Yeah.
So it's like nobody's around.
I always say you're
except
go
for
down
me.
With the building.
So I get excited when somebody comes in.
Yeah.
Yes, I definitely miss those in-person networking events.
Yes.
But at the same token, you know, you learn how to do Zoom. Yeah. I've never done that before.
Right. Yep.
Or set up a computer at home.
Yep.
Which I have. I haven't had to use it yet. But
right.
Those kind of systems that I'm sure you would teach people how to set up, and it's not easy setting it up sometimes.
Right.
Right.
Or
yeah.
It's scary for older people like me.
Yeah.
But now I'm doing it. It's like, wow, this is kind of cool.
It's not that hard.
Yeah.
So what would you tell our listeners right now? Any tips or anything that you want to share with our listeners right now?
Well, one of the things that I shared in my online Facebook group today, actually, was just that when you have a goal to get something in your business organized, you don't have to tackle the entire goal all in one day, all at one time. Taking small steps towards your goal, just completing one task of your goal, is still a win, and it's still forward progress. And it'll start you on that habit of creating that momentum of your tasks and getting them done. And soon your whole goal will be met by doing just little small tasks.
Well, that's an excellent tip, because I think sometimes people can get overwhelmed. And I know, you know, you always feel like you set a goal and you've got to accomplish it right away. And I think that's a great tip to you know, take a task by task.
Yes.
Excellent. Yes. And if someone wanted to get in touch with you, what is your contact information?
My website is melissalee.com. My Facebook page, I have a Facebook business page that's also Melissa Lee Consulting. Mm-hmm. And for anyone who wants to join my free Facebook group, it's Organized System Solutions. It's a free group. And soon I'll be having a challenge, since we're kind of mid-year. I'm going to have a challenge where I'm going to have people do different organizing tasks, like setting up their email inboxes to not have 10,000 emails and their file structure of their computers, and kind of just getting that organization before we get too far into the year.
Okay, so I guess I'm going to have – can you say that Facebook page again? Because I think I'm going to have to
sign up for
that, Jim. I think
Sherry needs to do that one.
Yes, it is Organized System Solutions, and I mostly provide business tips in there, but I also put in some of the, you know, since I do have so many kids, I put in some other tips for household organization as well.
So what are some other kinds of tips that you offer, like when you're on the social media piece? Because you've mentioned just a few teasers. Is there another one you'd like to share?
I think, there's definitely ways to organize your email inbox and getting that cleared out. I think having that cluttered is not helpful for anyone. And I also think having your file structure of your computer set up with folders and subfolders is so helpful, because it cuts down on the time that you're hunting for different documents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can waste a lot of time doing that. Even if you have the search thing, it sometimes gets a little diluted there.
Yes, yeah. Waiting for the circle to go around. Yes.
Most companies have like a server. That's like what we have. And, you know, I always try to, you know, we always talk about like that that server, those files, is like kind of a filing cabinet. So, you know, and I think, you know, transitioning from physical paper to electronic is so much better, especially if you're backing it up and having all those things in place.
Yes, digitizing for sure. And like we touched on earlier, the standard operating procedures. I think that's so important, especially when you have a team, to not have to reinvent the wheel every time you hire a new team member to come in, having those procedures in place so that new members can come in and kind of understand the processes and procedures of your company.
Exactly. And it just, it's helpful. And I know even from an office management point of view, if you don't do a proper inventory, I've seen this, and it happens, and it's not, I mean, it even happens with our own grocery list, where you think you keep buying the same thing because you think you're out, and it was just put in a different place.
Right.
And
right.
So, you know, you can trim a lot of cost by being super organized.
Right. Cost and time.
Yes.
And, yeah.
Yeah. So those are things that really people need to take a really strong look at because it's important.
I agree.
Is there anything else you want to share with our listeners?
I would just like to say that I love here in Prescott, and if anyone wants to reach out to me, I do free consultations as well, so they can feel free to reach out, and we can see how I can help them out.
Wonderful. So again, why don't you give us your company name, what your services that you offer, and your contact information.
I'm with Melissa Lee Consulting, and my website is Melissa Lee, MelissaLeigh.com. And I'm also on Facebook, and my Facebook group is Organized System Solutions. And my email address is Melissa, MelissaLeigh, at MelissaLeigh.com.
And you are also a proud chamber member.
Very proud.
And you can also find it. You can go to Prescott.org and look you up by your category as well.
Right.
So, well, we're so thrilled to have you in town and in Prescott. We're glad that you picked Prescott. We agree with you. It is a beautiful place.
It's amazing.
And if there's anything that we can do to help you, we are here for that. And we appreciate what you do, because organizing is, like we talked about earlier, saves time and it saves money as well.
Right.
And it's important. And I think hopping on and getting some of your tips, just what you said today is very helpful. And it's something that people can sometimes feel overwhelmed with. So to have some specialty to help with that can help just resolve some of that.
Absolutely.
Well, we're so glad to have you on the show. We appreciate you. And hopefully I'll see you tomorrow on Zoom.
You will.
We changed the time on that, but
yes.
But we'll have fun. Well, thanks again.
Thank you.
And you're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
If you can't chew it, odds are your garbage disposal can't either. This is Jeremy Rushton with Yavapai Plumbing and Heating. It's not uncommon to end up with something in your garbage disposal that was never meant to be there. We get it. So that's why right now, we're offering $25 off any garbage disposal replacement, whether it's eggshells or a pan of grease.
Uh-oh, I've done that.
It's $25 off. Call Yavapai Plumbing and Heating today at 776-7025 or visit us online at ypeinc.com.
Waters Garden companion plants in May are Vining Akebia, Purple Robe Locust, Prescott Sunshine Geraniums, and Indian Hawthorn.
Wind is no problem for this Indian Hawthorn.
Rose-colored flowers cover this spring bloomer that often repeat blooms in fall.
Dark blue berries adorn this compact bush that takes the wind and soaks up the sun like a native.
Perfect for low-maintenance gardens with virtually no pruning, ever.
Every backyard should have at least one, and only found here at Waters Garden Center in Prescott.
Good news from Roxanne at Prescott Brewing Company. If you've been missing any of your faves from Prescott Brewing Company, we now have 11 beers on tap for growler fills. Wednesdays through Fridays, 11 to 3 p.m., you can get them filled up right from our taps. Come through the clearly marked atrium gate, stay socially distant, step up to the bar when it's your turn, get your clean growler filled, pay your tab, tip your tap tender, and walk away with that potion you love through the exit atrium gate. Wednesdays through Fridays for now, 11 to 3, from Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Wednesday check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Affinity RV. Governor Doug Ducey says Arizona has reached a significant benchmark in its recovery against COVID-19.
So Ducey's reopening gyms and pools and allowing major league sporting events.
It would be at this point in time, according to the CDC guidelines, without fans.
Stay-at-home expires Friday, but his new executive order keeps protecting the elderly, especially in care homes. Barbara Villa, Arizona News Radio Phoenix.
Researchers at NAU are testing wastewater to track the spread of COVID-19.
Associate Professor Dr. Crystal Heff says wastewater surveillance has been used in the past to check for pathogens.
To incorporate wastewater surveillance into more of a mainstream type of public health monitoring, instead of just looking for things when we're worried that they might be here, what we're trying to do is do once weekly sampling.
It's being conducted at six locations in northern Arizona, including the Navajo Nation. Researchers will be conducting genomic sequencing of the virus.
We anticipate that wastewater surveillance will be able to identify if there's a new strain from a different location that's been brought into the area.
Steve Clausen, Arizona News Radio.
Sunny, warm, and windy, getting warmer toward the weekend, cooling after bedtime tonight to a clear 45, highs near 74 tomorrow, Friday and Saturday, 79, in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, a late night low near 50, heating up to a breezy 85 Thursday, 88 Friday, 91 Saturday. Your KQ&A News and Weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Wednesday evening and stay tuned. Talk of the Town Prescott will continue in a moment on KQ&A.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Think back to a simpler time when things like home delivery of milk and bread came to your door. Now even getting the mail delivered is being questioned. It's good to know that since 1960, folks here in Yavapai County have relied on the Barrett family. From staying warm to cooking, drying clothes, and other needs, you can count on Barrett Propane, just as families have for three generations. You have my name on it. Call us today at 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
This is Steve Sishka with Ovalson's for Healthy Animals. One of the things that's always impressed me about difficult times is how pets and animals raise people's spirits. They're non-judgmental and don't pay a bit of attention to social distancing. They love you whether you wear a mask or not and always listen when you're pouring your heart out to them. That's why you should give them the best, and that's at Olson's. For the last 41 years, we've been feeding pets and animals with the philosophy of good enough just isn't. We offer in-store service, curbside, and delivery from all of our stores in Chino, Prescott, Dewey-Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale. Experience us at our stores on Facebook, Olson'sFamily.com, or Olson'sGrain.com. Locals feeding locals pets and animals. That's us. Speaking of feeding, the community cupboard is in need of food to feed the folks affected by our current health situation. If you'd like to help, come into Olson's in Prescott and drop off some non-perishable food items in the Frontier Rotary Collection Box May 15th and 16th from 10 till 5. Your donations are appreciated.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. And Robert, we have our next guest, and This is probably one of my favorite guests as well. We're so excited.
Number two, let's see.
Yep.
Chocolates from Praline.
Yeah.
Yeah,
people are getting the theme here. Yeah. Sherry likes food.
Dessert first.
Yes.
Now we have Keith Mantegna. Did I say that correctly?
Yeah, good.
Mantegna from Two Mama's Pizza.
All right. Hello.
Everybody knows Two Mama's Pizza.
Sure
well,
do.
They better anyway, or they will after this.
Yeah,
exactly.
Well, welcome to the show, Keith. We all love Two Mama's Pizza, but tell us a little bit about yourself, how you got into Prescott and family, maybe.
Yeah, me and my wife, Erica, moved here 5 years ago, a little over 5 years ago when we bought Two Mama's. My whole experience of a restaurant was 2 months in a hot dog stand in an amusement park. And hers was a summer of ice cream.
Oh, wow.
When she was a kid, Baskin Robbins or something like that.
Uh-huh.
So we had no experience with it.
Uh-huh.
And it was just an opportunity that pursued us for about a year and a half, 2 years. They just every once in a while we'd hear from these people that they want us to. Erica has relatives up here, and they would tell us about this pizzeria. We're getting interested more and more, and then we came out 1 week. Happened to be in between the tree lighting and Acker, so we missed both of those, though.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
But we still, once we got in the restaurant, and you see the restaurant, you see the town, I mean, it was, you know, it was just, that was it. It was, once you saw that, that was the final decision maker there. So we bought it. That started in January of, 5 years or so? Oh, 15.
Yeah, okay.
January 15.
Wow,
mm-hmm.
wow.
Yeah.
Well, so the courthouse lighting brought you here, huh?
Right. Once we got here and saw all those activities, and then you see everything that goes on in the town.
Yes.
You know, it's not a town.
Well, you got the community feel. You know,
it sure
can really feel the vibe.
It sure does. And there's so much going on all the time. And it's, you know, wintertime, summertime, doesn't really matter. There's something going to be going on.
Yeah.
So we like that idea, too. So.
Well, good. Well, tell us about your pizza and Two Mama's Pizza.
Oh, it's good.
Yeah. it is good.
It's a little bit better than yours.
We pride ourselves in really making everything fresh. And we daily make dough, sometimes twice a day. This weekend was crazy. We made dough probably 7-8 times this weekend between Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And we prep our produce and everything every day. I was talking about the salads that we make. We don't make the salad until you order the salad.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't, you know, when you bite into lettuce, you don't taste onion. If you bite into the peppercini, you don't taste tomato. So we keep everything fresh. And pizzas, like I said, we use the best ingredients we can find, and we prep daily on everything. We cut all our meats and everything daily. So a big part of it is the freshness. All our sauces are homemade. And we make different dough for the pan than we do the thin. So it's not just a thicker thin pizza.
Right.
It's actually a different method altogether. It's a 3-step process.
Okay.
So it takes time to do that one. You know, the hand toss is pretty quick, but we pride it mainly in freshness. That's what really makes us stand out, I think.
And you also have, and I know this firsthand, a really good gluten-free crust.
Yes.
And you make that fresh as well. Okay.
Well, that's a purchased product.
It's
because it's
gluten. Yeah, I gotcha. Yeah.
We're not a gluten-free kitchen.
Right.
We do the best we can, and when we get the gluten orders, we use different screens, different peel to take them off, different knife to cut them. We do everything we can to keep it.
Right. All of that.
Since we're not a gluten-free kitchen in general, we really wouldn't. It'd be too hard to. We'd have to have everything completely separate.
Absolutely, but it's delicious.
And
it comes in different sizes, mm-hmm. and it doesn't taste like cardboard like you can get sometimes.
Right. Yeah, we searched out for a top-notch one.
Yeah.
We have 3 sizes, and we also have an ancient grain gluten-free crust.
Mm-hmm.
So we basically have 4 crusts for
us. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, you serve more than pizza, though.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us a little bit about your menu selection.
We have sandwiches. I think we're up to 12 or 15 sandwiches now.
Uh-huh.
They're all come on Italian subs, basically.
Uh-huh.
We have the salads, wings, jumbo wings, bonus wings, regular wings, tenders, calzones. We have 3 sizes of calzones, actually. We have a jumbo calzone that's basically a medium pizza filled in half. people are surprised when they see how big the calzone. Even our mini calzone is, you know, it's plenty for one.
Uh-huh.
And we got appetizers. and stuff like that.
All that
and
a fun little, stuff.
A few desserts.
Yep.
A few desserts too.
And now are you open again? Where are you at with everything? I mean,
yeah.
You've been open and curbsiding it, but and delivery. But you have some in-dining too a little bit.
That just, we just were able to start doing it Monday.
Yep, yep.
We took out about 55 to 60% of our seats.
Mm-hmm.
We normally fit almost 50. We're down to 20.
Okay.
So we cut away down. They're 6 feet apart lengthwise, but widthwise, they're probably 15 feet apart.
Yep.
And so we use a little path in the middle for people to want, because now they could come in and pick up also.
Yes.
So we taped that off too, so people only, have to wait line a little bit. And, we haven't had a lot of people come in yet, and I think everyone's still, kind of waiting. But, we finally opened it up.
Well, it's just starting up, so.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
But what else would you like to tell our audience about your pizzas?
It's just that we have so many varieties that there's something for everybody. We have, I think, 26 or 27 specialty pizzas. We have the three different crusts, and there's five sizes of each. We have a 20-inch family-size pizza now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, fix your 20-inch pizza. That's pretty. It's twice as much as a 14-inch, but it's only about one and a half times the price.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So it's a real good deal for people.
That's wonderful.
And we have over 60 toppings for you to build your own pizza.
Uh-huh.
Between the different sauces we have, the vegetables, the meats, and then we have vegan toppings. We have the Beyond Meat toppings. We have vegan cheese. So cheddar cheese, all kinds, So between everything, we have over 60 toppings and 20-something crusts. So if you can't find something you like out of that mix, then you probably don't like pizza too much, I guess. I'll tell you. It's there for you.
Yeah. So what's your favorite?
I am a thin pepperoni and sausage man.
There you go.
That's what I get.
That's pretty traditional, isn't it?
It is, and that's what I grew up on back in Chicago.
That's what I like, too. I grew up in the Boston area, and I like it kind of burnt a little bit with the big bubbles.
It's crispy.
Wait, if you're from Chicago, what don't they have this deep...
Well, that's we have our pan pizza is deep, but it's probably half as deep
as
theirs.
Yeah, yeah.
The good thing about ours is it only takes 12 minutes once it's topped to go through the oven.
Yeah.
Where if you eat the one of those deep dish pizza places, it's 40 minutes to wait.
Yeah, it is.
And if you have a big party, that's a long time to wait.
Or kids.
Yes, I know that.
So, like Melissa with her five kids, that would be a 40-minute wait is
it's too much.
You're over. It's over.
And I only ate at those places when I lived in Chicago, maybe once or twice a year. It's something special.
Yeah.
Normally it's the neighborhood pizzeria.
You betcha. It is.
And like I said, it's thin crust.
Yeah.
I like our other crust and everything too, but I prefer the thin. Everybody has their choices.
Yeah. I like the little thicker crust, and I love your Alfredo chicken.
Mm-hmm.
That's been my personal favorite.
Yeah.
So
that's one of our popular ones.
Yep. It's pretty good. That white sauce that you have is yummy. It's just unique on a pizza. So,
it is.
Why don't you give our listeners your contact information?
Sure. You could call us at 928-443-9455. Our web is twomamaspizza.com. And our, I can't think of what I don't. The info at twomamas.com is email.
Yep.
I'm sorry. Email is info@twomamaspizza.com. And then we have our own app. You have to download the Mobile Bites app, and then you can order pizza through our app, too.
Yep. You can sign up for that. I know.
Right? You get rewards on that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it builds up. You get a little scan. You scan the receipt, and you get 5, 10, 15% off, and it just keeps building. If you hit 15, then you get a 15 and a 5 and a 15 and 10 and another 15.
Wow.
It doesn't cut off at 15.
So, yeah.
So if you want to save them up and use them all once, what the heck?
That's
some free food out of it.
It's a great way, and I think you can get to that through your website.
Yes.
Because I feel like that's how I navigated it when I got on board.
It'll ask you to order online, and you can see from there.
The other thing that I want to point out is how you are so community-minded.
Oh, thank you.
And you donate a lot. You do a lot for the community. I know you've done a lot for the Prescott Chamber, and we are grateful to you for that. And I know that you don't stop with just us.
Right.
So I see you are all around town.
Yes.
And,
I'm glad people notice it.
Absolutely.
It's a great community help.
Yeah.
Put it that way. I mean, the community gives back to us, too.
Yep.
They got us through this COVID-19 so far. If it wasn't for people continuing to order pizza and salads and calzones and wings, we didn't lay anybody off.
That's wonderful.
We trimmed hours a little bit, but then we slowly but surely brought them back up.
Mm-hmm.
And the curbside and the delivery has just been more than we expected.
That's really good to hear. Yeah.
That is so good to hear because we, you know, you worry about that. It was a tough time. I mean, it still is. We're not out of the woods, but we're more out of the woods than what we have been, especially after the last announcements through our governor. So, but we're happy to hear that that our residents have been coming out.
Yes, they
that's a testimony too to your food and like you mentioned earlier, you were surprised of Mother's Day being so busy.
Yes.
So that's great stuff.
It was really something. Mother's Day. The phones wouldn't stop. The web ordering wouldn't stop. The tablets wouldn't stop. It was real good. And it, like I said, it just shows that people really appreciate the pizzas we have.
Absolutely. So one last time, we just have a quick minute before we have to leave. If you want to give everyone again your contact information so they can call for dinner tonight.
Right. Excuse me. It's 847. No, it's not. It's 928-443. That was my personal phone. 9455. And then our info@twomamaspizza.com and then www.twomamaspizza.com.
Perfect.
Is the three.
Well, again, we thank you for being a proud chamber member, and we're thankful for all that you've done for us. And for our listeners out there, we thank you for supporting. Thank you for supporting Two Mamas Pizza and all of our restaurants, really, during this time. That's so wonderful. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
Dusty house? Hard to heat or cool rooms? Dollars lost through leaky ductwork? Have Gettles High Desert Mechanical test your home for duct leakage. When it comes to high utility bills, don't settle. Get Gettles. A simple duct seal job with AeroSeal will seal the deal and keep that cool air in your home where it belongs. Call 928-772-2751 or visit GettlesHDM.com. That's GOETTLS. The guys and gals at Gettles get it.
What I like about you!
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
Tough times, Cottonwood Area Transit and Verde Links are here for you, offering a free ride for those necessary trips to the grocery, pharmacy, work, or doctor. Monday through Friday on Cat, 7 days a week on Links. Rest assured, we're taking extra measures to disinfect our buses to keep you safe. To check on routes and schedules, please go to www.ride-cat.com.
Oh, say can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Rupographics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Rupographics today.
Hey everybody, it's Sanford Cohen. Join me along with Mike and the Doctor every Friday afternoon at 4 for Let's Talk Sports right here on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Tune in for all the latest sports news, interviews, and all kinds of fun stuff. It's right here on KQ&A. See you Friday.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. to the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rugby Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at HICountryRVCenter.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A in today's Prescott Chamber Day.
Yes, it is, Sherry. Every day is Prescott Chamber Day.
We had a great day today. We had our friends from Pralines of Prescott, Melissa Lee Consulting, and Two Mamas Pizza.
Yeah, man, we've had some good ones.
Yeah, we sure have. We have a little bit of a theme going on.
Yeah, here. We got to know what's for dinner tonight and what's for dessert.
Yeah, if you haven't decided yet, you've got some options here.
There you go.
Robert, why don't you tell us a little bit about what's going on at the Visitor Center?
Well, we've been a little bit quiet at the Visitor Center, as everybody knows, for the last couple of months. The center itself has been closed to the public since March 15th, yeah. And I think that's helped us being able to open again on this next Monday on the 18th.
Yes.
We won't have volunteers yet. They'll be coming, trickling in little by little. Yeah. But I'll be down there and welcome to see your smiling faces. I miss all you guys to come in for all the information that we have.
Absolutely.
The maps and trail maps and things. That seems to be the most popular thing, even through this whole COVID-19 thing. You know, people are always interested in the trails. They want to get their kayaks out, get on the lake.
Yep.
And it's been great. It's been pretty good so far.
Well, and I think with the new guidelines and everything that the governor's announced this week, we'll start to see that pick up. But we're doing it in a responsible way.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, we're going to have limited hours and just kind of gradually bring it back.
Yeah.
We're going to go in slow with it. And, you know, we're still working on those details.
Well, the chamber has always been open. We've been there all along.
We have.
Some of the staff or our family has been working from home.
Yes.
some of them. But I've been coming in. I live pretty close to downtown, and it's convenient for me. And it felt good for me to be there, and it's to support all the businesses downtown, the eateries and the retail people, to keep you guys on your toes and to keep you in business.
Yeah.
So we're hoping that worked for us.
Well,
and
I want to thank all of you, the listeners, for supporting our businesses and to continue to.
Yes.
They're going to need our support to really lift them up and lift them out of this COVID crisis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we're all going to do it in a very safe and healthy way as well, per the CDC guidelines.
Oh, absolutely.
And we're selling gift certificates.
Yep.
That's a great way to thank our workers.
Those have been going pretty good. Yeah.
It's a great way to thank all of our first responders. If you want to do something really special, we encourage you to buy a $25 gift certificate.
Yep.
And they can spend it wherever they like.
And it's all local businesses, so it stays right here.
Yep.
Right here in Prescott. So
for the month of May, we turned some of our networking events to virtual events, and so we have one tomorrow from 3:30 to 5, and you can go to our website at prescott.org to get to be a part of that. We'll continue that series out. We're going to start looking at what we can bring back. We're working with our local health department and our city in regards to that.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like we'll be able to start bringing some things back.
Well, it sounds like the Prescott Chamber Virtual Connections, all these things that we're doing online, people really like. The feedback that I get, they love them.
Yes.
And we're getting a pretty good amount of members on to do that, aren't we?
It's and we
40.
Encourage non-members, any business that needs help right
jump
now,
on.
We want you to be a part of the chamber.
Yeah.
You're our family as well. So
right.
We care about everyone, and we want everyone to be successful.
And there's also lots of information that you can pick up right on our homepage at prescott.org.
Yep.
Just click right on there, and it would take you right through. It's real easy.
Well, again, we thank you all for supporting our businesses, shopping Prescott responsibly and respectfully. And thank you for listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Genesis Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's Restaurant, Cliff Castle Casino, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Cottonwood Area Transit, and Gettles High Desert Mechanical. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m. and 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.